This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. On this month's original Nature Commentary, written and narrated by ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz, we hear about an amazing journey across parts of three countries taken by some beautiful animals.
I'm inspired by migrations. Those against all odds journeys that seem impossible. And the annual migration of monarch butterflies happening right now is all that and more. Each fall, every monarch butterfly east of the Rocky Mountains attempts to complete an up to 2,000-mile migration to a place that none of them, not a single one of them, have ever been. That place is a few acres of high-altitude forest in central Mexico. It is there that almost all the monarch butterflies in North America spend the winter. Over 100 million monarch butterflies, clinging to tree trunks and branches, so many butterflies that tree limbs sag under the weight. All, essentially, great-great-great-grandchildren of the butterflies that left Mexico the previous spring. And scientists still don't understand how all those butterflies find that little patch of forest for the first and only time in their butterfly lives. Here in southern Illinois, the monarch butterflies that arrive in late April and May are already the grandchildren of the monarchs that left Mexico in March. And along roadsides, in fields and prairies, in city parks and backyards, female monarchs find milkweed plants and lay their eggs. Eggs hatch, and hungry little caterpillars grow quickly on a diet of milkweed leaves. Then those caterpillars become the next generation of monarch butterflies. The process of egg to caterpillar to butterfly takes about a month, and there's time to produce two or three generations here during the summer. But the last monarch generation of summer is different. These migrating monarchs will live 8 to 9 months versus 2 to 6 weeks and won't reproduce until the next spring. Triggered by decreasing day length and cooler night temperatures, this migrating generation feeds voraciously on nectar, building up fat reserves, yes, butterfly fat, that must fuel a migratory flight and last through a winter hibernation. A great place to see migrating monarch butterflies in southern Illinois is at the 1-acre zinnia flower patch at Rendleman Orchards in Alto Pass. There, you can watch monarchs with a new understanding of their story, knowing that some of them may have started their journey in Canada, knowing that they will fly 30 miles a day on their way to a place they've never been before. Perhaps you'll even cheer some on as they flutter up, up, and away toward Mexico. Of course, the monarch's migratory lifestyle and specific habitat requirements make it vulnerable to environmental changes. Monarch butterflies only lay their eggs on milkweed plants, and monarch caterpillars only eat milkweed leaves. Alarmingly, I found a statistic that from 1999 to 2012 in the Midwest, there was a 64% decrease in the amount of milkweed plants present and an 88% decline in the number of monarchs counted. Unfortunately, there are threats to the monarch's limited winter forest habitat as well. The good news is that more milkweed plants can mean more monarch butterflies. So, here in southern Illinois, we can plant milkweeds and let milkweeds grow when they pop up in our yards or fields. We can plant zinnias and other flowers, too, that will help fuel the monarch migration. In the end, like I've said before, you can't care about something that you don't know about. So, Now that you know the monarch story, hopefully you'll care enough to do something to help the story continue.
The comments of ornithologist Dr. Mike Baltz, who both wrote and narrated this feature. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.